Morning IELTS Supplement, Monday, July the 24th, 2017. 10 Pros and Cons of Taking Cheap Flights. Facts: the price of flights is the most frustrating, discouraging, and impeding part of traveling. It seems like the number one question everyone always has is, where can I find cheap flights? And even though it is possible, it is still the biggest chunk of change you have to fork over, and easily one that can prevent you from traveling altogether. In the ideal magical world, flights would just be free, but in the real world we actually live in, cheap flights are the next best thing. Or are they? Obviously, you are going to search for the cheapest flights when you want to travel, but don't forget that you get what you pay for, or rather, what you don't pay for. I recently flew with WOW Airlines, which I heard had insanely cheap flights to Iceland. And while I love the service, my luck with the seat selections, and especially the hot pink airplane and the flight attendant ensembles, I didn't love the hidden fees, lack of in-flight entertainment, or amount of what seems like uncourteous travelers on board. I can easily deal with all but the latter. Regardless, I'll still take the cheapest flights I can get, and in fact, would search cheap flights instead of the date and destination, but there's definitely some things I always tend to notice when I do, and maybe you can relate. Pros of cheap flights. First, it's cheap, duh. By cheap, I really mean less insanely expensive, because let's be serious, no flight is ever really cheap. But regardless, cheap flights still save you hundreds of dollars compared to regular ones, which makes the opportunity to travel at least achievable. Second, it gets you there, duh. Anyone who refuses to take cheap flights because of the airline or time availability, then complains about not being able to afford to travel, can just go crawl into a hole and like, oh wait, they're probably already in one. Sure, the airline might not be brand new or well-known, and you might have to fly all night or take a long layover, but the bottom line is that you get there, which is more attainable thanks to cheap flights. Third, it might be less crowded. Believe it or not, a lot of people really are afraid of going on airlines if they aren't well-known, and especially if they are questionably cheap. Airlines that are specific to a country and brand themselves as affordable airlines like WOW are always your best bet for cheap flights, and may also be your best bet for getting a good seat or even the whole row. On my flight with WOW to Iceland, I ended up finding a strange half row in front of the emergency exit that I crammed myself into. Thank God, because I'm sitting next to a young couple with an LAP baby, and on the way back got an exit row seat that I could have done a cartwheel in. Also, just going to throw it out there that I flew Malaysia Airlines 2 weeks after the second plane went down and had about 8 rows to myself. 4. Customer service is on point. Typically, if an airline is advertising cheap flights, it's because they really want people to fly with them. Or perhaps there's nice humans in the world. That means the customer service is usually awesome because they need those happy passengers to spread the word about their good experience. That being said, and regardless of any flight you'll take, you should always be nice to and respect your in-flight team. Otherwise, you suck, and you shouldn't be allowed on the plane. Cons of cheap flights. First, those hidden fees, though. Not gonna lie, I thought I was super savvy booking a $530 round-trip ticket to Iceland 2 weeks before departure. Too bad the taxes and fees ended up costing me an additional $200. Oh, then another $30 each day for my carry-on, which almost got increased by another $80 had I gone over the 12 kg weight limit. That being said, if you're about to book a really cheap flight, check the fine prints for those lovely hidden fee first. Second, non-complimentary anything. Don't expect to get complimentary drinks or snacks on cheap flights. I mean, There's a good chance that you will, but there's also a fair chance that they'll change you for little plastic cups of Diet Coke. Well, because they don't have Diet Pepsi or free beverages. Third, an eclectic mix of extremely well and extremely not well traveled. While there's usually a lot of savvy travelers on cheap flights who know the easiest way to just get to a destination, there are always a shit ton of people on them who seem like they've never flown to any airline before. Remember that big-ass emergency row I said I was excited about earlier? Yeah, well, it wasn't so awesome when the kids in front of me used it as an area to bother their parents from behind, or when the tour group behind me used it as a pathway to get up and go socialize with other people in the group. I won't even begin to talk about the brain aneurysm I also had from the little girl with the strobed lights on her shoes that kept stomping up and down the aisle. Who lets a kid wear light-up shoes on an airplane at night? All the guy across from me trying to act like the suave, smooth traveler by taking his shoes off like he owned the place. But I'm going to go ahead and guess that none of them travel a lot. Just saying. Fourth, no Wi-Fi. Oh my god, death. Okay, fine. First world problems. But on a 5+ hour flight, I feel like it's more of a health precaution than any amenity to have Wi-Fi. Granted, it would just add on to the hidden fees of the flight. Wi-Fi is usually a $10 to $30 in-flight, so maybe it's not so much of a con not to have it anyway. Fifth, cleanliness is next to non-existent. Before I go accidentally bashing cheap flights for not having clean aircraft, let me just throw it out there that there are practically no flights with clean aircraft, but not because of its airline, it's because of you. It's not the airline's fault that your child spilled crumbs and boogers everywhere, and it's not their fault that you left trash in the seat back pocket or farted in the seat. Most airline passengers don't care about messing up the area because they just assume someone's going to come clean up after them. But guess what? Your mama don't work on that airplane. Clean your shit up. The sixth, shitty travel times and layovers. 7 a.m. departure to Thailand? Ouch. Could be worse. You could be not going to Thailand. Yes, your morning is going to suck and you're probably going to be hungover, but you can hopefully sleep on the plane or just OD on Starbucks at the airport. As for layovers, think of them as a free flight to an additional destination. If you have to have one either way, get the longest one possible and go check out what's around the airport. If not, there's always airport bars.